I have this hatred for this small town close to us named Iowa Park. It's really not a hatred. I've just fed that because so many people are appalled by the fact that I don't like their little community. I went into full detail yesterday with my college group about why. We lived in Wichita Falls when we moved here back in 89, and basically through my dad getting trashed by a church that he was pastor of, we were forced to leave that parsonage that we were in and move to Iowa Park. And so that was kind of the first step, was us going to Iowa Park came about by my dad's name being wronged, honestly. You know, I don't hold any ill will. I honestly don't. It's part of my life, and what I've seen and what I've been through, and so that put us in Iowa Park, kind of against our will, if you would. And we went to a little Christian school in Iowa Park. So we weren't part of the ISD, and so people didn't know us. They didn't know who we were. We were strangers in their town, and we'd be in the grocery store, and as a person who's always worried what other people said about them, I've really battled that my whole life. I really struggled because I would see the looks, and I would see the talking under the breath, and then it got worse when we got in high school because the police didn't know who our cars were. They didn't know us because we'd park at the high school, and they didn't socialize with their kids, I guess, or whatever. I don't really know the extent of it, but what I do know is they would pull us over at random and say things like, "You look suspicious." I'm pretty sure they had one bullet in their pocket and nothing better to do, so Officer Fife would randomly pull us over and say, you know, "What are you doing here in Iowa Park?" "Well, we live here." Every member of my family, honestly, there were children, you know, me, my brother, his wife, my wife, we were in high school, and every one of them, my cousin, all of us got pulled over. My cousin bought a purple S10 Blazer with aluminum wheels, and that didn't really fit in Iowa Park, and he got profiled. that's what he got. Then when I became an adult, I still lived in Iowa Park because, you know, it's hard to get away from home sometimes. So we lived in an apartment complex pretty close to my parents, same apartment complex they lived in. And then it became just a hatred of inconvenience, because everywhere we wanted to go was 30 minutes away, 15 minutes away from home. You know, we'd go to church, 15 minutes away. I would go to work, 15 minutes away. I would go to, you know, 20 to 25 minutes away is on the other side of Wichita. I would go to this or that, and it was crazy. And so it just became this, "I don't like this place." And then, I give my nephews and my brother-in-law a hard time because they live there. And so it's just fed itself. And that's why it's grown to the word hatred. And truly, there's no hatred there. It's just a place I would never want to live again. A lot of people live in small town communities because they feel safer. We want to raise our kids here because it's safer. We want to live on this side of town because it's safer. We plan these, "I want to conceal and carry because it's safer." I mean, there's a lot, and I'm casting no stones. I told my church family yesterday, I have spent the better part of my life trying to figure out how to make my family safer. This last week, we were down in South Texas. We had to do some training at a little town called Lavernia, Texas, for our Christian school that we have at our church building. And 4 miles south of that is a place called Sutherland Springs. If you know anything about Sutherland Springs, it's probably that it's host to the largest mass shooting of its kind. Back in November of 2017, a gunman, I won't even say his name to give him any kind of credit or any kind of homage, but he walked into a First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, population 600, and for 11 minutes caused 26 people to lose their lives. I'd never been there. I'd seen it on the news, I'd heard about it, but to drive by it, it was just really, it was moving. It was very moving. And one thing that God, through the power of His Holy Spirit, kind of nudged my heart on is that, Jeremy, your safety is in me. That's a big deal to me, because over the past year of my life, God has been doing some things. Past 2 years, He's been showing me that I've sought contentment outside of Him in a lot of different ways. He called me to leave the vocation that I was in, where I was the most financially successful I've been in my whole life, because I was finding security in that and not in Him. And I know He doesn't call everyone to that, but He's called me to totally and wholly devote my life to Him. And so He's called me to seek my security from, in that sense, in Him. And I shared this at church camp. I just have to be transparent with you guys as well. I have been tobacco free since November of 2018. For almost 20 years, I dipped smokeless tobacco, and I don't find it. I don't find it to be more sinful than other things that we take out of moderation, or other things that we take and put in God's place. But that's what I had done with tobacco, is I'd put it in God's place in my life. I was using tobacco to relieve myself of stress and anxiety. I was using tobacco to find just pure enjoyment. I was using tobacco to deal with hard situations. And honestly, that's what God is for. That's who God is to be to me. I don't want to say for, like He's for my good, my purpose. But He says, come to me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I had laid that on tobacco's shoulders and taken it off of Christ's. And so, therefore, I had made it an idol in my life. And He says, Jeremy, I'm your joy. I'm your joy. I'm your enjoyment. I'm who you run to when you are overwhelmed. And so He's taken my security financially and said, it's mine. It's me. You trust me. He's taken my joy and my stress, and He said, I'm who you go to for this. And so last week when I drove by Sutherland Springs, it's because His word tells us that we, as His sheep, hear His voice, and we hear Him, and we follow Him. I heard Him say to me, what do you need to make that mean to you? I'm not a heretic, and it wasn't audible, but obviously, I know what God's voice to mine sounds like, and I pray that you do too. He said, Jeremy, I'm your safety. I'm your safety. You can move to the best part of town you want to be in. You can have a full arsenal of weapons. But he's our safety. He's our safety. Well intentions, it's good to have plans, it's good to not be ignorant or irresponsible, but he's our safety. That takes such a weight off my shoulders because I am not the provider of safety for my family. God is. And if that means that that leads us someday to a place of execution for our faith, it, believe it or not, that's still safety because it's in his arms. But Paul said to be absent from the body, just be present from the Lord. And as I thought about those 26 people in the process of 11 minutes went to meet their maker, I couldn't help but think, that's still safety. Because when they left this world, even though they left behind a hurting, sorrowful family, they entered into the presence of their Savior immediately. They had a relationship with Jesus Christ. Not because they were in a Baptist church, not because they were a member of a small town where they were probably a good old boy or a great lady, but because they had, if they had a relationship with Jesus Christ, they left this world one moment. The place they didn't belong, the Bible tells us. Just like I will park for them, for me growing up where I wasn't from here, so I didn't really belong. We as believers are not from here, the Bible tells us. We are sojourners here because our heavenly home is where we're destined to. We are heirs of the King and of his kingdom. And one day when we leave this earth, when we close our eyes for the last day on this earth, we open them and home. So I just wanted to share that with you. Don't burden yourself so much with safety that you forget to follow him. Because he will never lead you astray, even when it doesn't feel safe. If we are in him, following him, it's safe. It's safe. He is our security. He is our joy. He is our safety. Oh, he is our everything. I hope you have a great Monday. Don't let the world beat down on you. Monday is just another day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you.